Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Until then, we welcome once again Elliot Cohen, Israel-based strategist and also communications consultant. Elliot, good afternoon to you. Thank you once again for joining us on the show.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Oh, great to have you on board once again, Elliot. Let's look at this headline that featured in the Times of Israel. As Trump cozies up to Putin, Russia offers to mediate U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. So the question begs, what impact could strengthening the relationships between the United States and Russia have on Iran and Israel with regards to easing nuclear tensions? Elliot, your take on this interaction and collaboration between President Trump and President Putin. What are you reading from this?
I think that, it looks like President Trump is taking a very business-like view of the world situation. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, what do we need all these expensive wars and all that?
Hi, Elliot. Elliot, are you there?
He's an expert dealmaker.
Elliot, I'm so sorry. Yeah. In studio, you broke up. I did hear you in the background. I think there's something going on with the signal. Sorry, maybe we can just recap very quickly on what you were saying. Sorry, Elliot, we seem to have lost the signal. If you've just joined us, welcome to what's left of the afternoon overdrive. Craig is trying to get hold of Elliot Cohen. Elliot, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Can you hear
me? Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And we're just having some...
It looks like, so it looks like President Trump is trying to implement peace deals, okay? Mm-hmm. Russia, obviously, and Iran are very cozy and have been for the past couple of years, especially since Iran is supplying Russian with military material that they need, like drones and things like that. There's even talk of ballistic missiles and things that they've been supplying the Russians with. And Trump, who would prefer to have a negotiated settlement with the Irans rather than have Israel attack them or Israel and the United States attack them, is taking advantage of the connection between Russia and Iran to try and see if something can be worked out. I mean, the difficulty with this whole thing is that at the end of the day, possibly, Russia is a Western country that maybe is involved in a bloody war because of strategic interests. But if we take a look at Iran, their desire for warfare is ideological and not based on practical things. And
indeed.
And so in that sense, there is a chance that Iran, if they do feel fearful of being attacked, especially when they don't have any anti-aircraft defenses or anything, that Israel now has recourse to the kinds of munitions that can, attack bunkers and underground facilities. Maybe they will be amenable to putting themselves, curbing what they have. But I would say the chances are not necessarily great that the Iranians will meet the minimum level that America would be looking for, certainly what Israel would be looking for.
Interesting.
And, as a result.
Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
So as a result, then, there's an interesting ongoing, talk between the United States and Russia on other issues that are not necessarily Ukraine related.
Elliot, very interesting what you just said, because, one would think with Trump and Putin now really collaborating and negotiating the global affairs to such an extent that Iran that this would be a turning point in Iran's outlook and approach for example the nuclear issue and trade issues, for example. I don't know what your take is on that.
The trade issues, I think that Trump has come into his second presidency with a very focused outlook. And it regards America and its position vis-a-vis its neighbors and vis-a-vis the rest of the world. And This is in regards to, again, his viewpoint is businesslike, not political, not geopolitical.
Indeed.
And when it comes to the trade and stuff like that, he's looking what's going to benefit America long term.
Indeed.
And when he's looking at it geopolitically, I think that, again, he's looking at Israel, at America's allies, your interests, and saying, like, for example, with Ukraine, they made a very businesslike kind of proposal to Ukraine saying, hey, this is the war is a stalemate. It's not anybody's interest at the end of the day, without
sure.
getting into issues of who started it and who's. He's going to say, hey, people are just dying. It's a pity. Mm-hmm. We want your minerals. We don't want to just keep throwing money away that's going nowhere. It'd be one thing if you could say you're getting some kind of advantage, whether it's like you're winning or you're weakening Russia, who's an adversary.
Right.
But if the whole thing is it's not bringing any. So he's saying, let's do some deal. And if America is a partner with Ukraine, for example, in this case, with the minerals, they have an interest in protecting, seeing that the Ukraine is protected, especially since a lot of these minerals are located on the border where Russian troops are. So,
okay.
Like, for example, in this case, Zelensky's insistence on trying to get, in addition, at this stage, security guarantees, was not smart and wasn't necessary either. So.
Indeed, Elliot. Elliot, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much once again for joining us on the show to give us your take on President Trump and President Putin coming together while seemingly forming a stronger relationship and collaborating in terms of global affairs. Elliot Cohen, Israel-based strategist and communications consultant.